Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to SpartanCast. My name is Jeffrey Schiffman, and joining me is York College baseball second baseman, Zach Hostler. Zach is a sophomore from Brunswick, Maryland. First of all, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being with us. Let's talk a little bit about you. Have you always been a baseball player? And I understand that you were you did some soccer too. So you're kind of a multi-sport athlete, right?
Yeah, I played baseball, basketball, and soccer my entire life, all through high school, and then I continued baseball. Obviously, in college, it's always been my favorite sport and what I've been best at. So I wanted to keep playing.
Did you think that maybe you'd want to do multiple ones? But in this day and age, nobody can do multiple sports. They're very difficult, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I always grew up, like, I could play all these different sports. But as I got older, I realized that that's not as likely to happen. And so when I realized baseball is probably my best sport, I was like, that's the one I want to play.
So it was baseball. You said, okay, this is my best sport.
Yeah.
When you were looking at colleges, why did you pick York College? What attracted you to York College?
Well, for the longest time, I wanted to just go to a big school down in the South. I didn't go to the football games. Right. I didn't really have the desire to play sports after high school. But once I got into high school, I realized I can't see myself stop playing. So after my junior year, my high school coach was calling guys, and Coach Scappa responded. I came up to visit, and I could tell he really cared about his players the way he talked to me. And I came up for a workout in the fall, and he remembered my name, that I was playing soccer, and it was a really nice relationship I already had with him. So,
did that help? That obviously made the decision. What are you studying?
I'm a sports management major with a minor in business analytics.
Okay, all right. So obviously dovetails nicely with your athletics. Let's talk about sports management. What do you want to do with that?
I'm a big numbers, big math guy.
Okay.
You know the movie Moneyball.
Sure.
That's
sabermetrics.
I want to do that kind of thing with statistical analysis or financial analysis, something like that, with a professional sports team.
Okay. Have you thought about where, when, how?
I mean, the dream would be the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's my favorite team, but knowing the sport management field, from what the professors tell you, you kind of have to have a broader horizon than just pick in a single place.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the team. You're a relatively young team.
Yeah.
You're sophomore, second baseman. No upperclassmen play one of the fielding positions, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we just the entire infield is sophomores, and then we have one junior at third base who's injured right now, and then we only have one senior position player in the whole team. So we're a really young team, but we have really good team chemistry, so we still work together nicely.
Does that help that you're all young, that you're all sort of experiencing that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're doing pretty well, and the fact that we're all young, we have a couple years still to grow, so come later years, we should be even more developed.
Let me ask, the difference between college baseball and high school baseball, what do you see as that difference?
I'd say the two major things would be the pitching is better. They throw more pitches for strikes, and the hitters are better. They if you make a mistake, they usually get a hit off of it. So those are probably the two main differences I notice.
What about for you? What was the hardest thing? What was the hardest thing to adjust to for when you came from that high school experience to that college experience?
Probably the pitching. In high school, it's a lot of just fastballs and sort of a rinky dink curveballs that aren't very good. But when
a rinky dink curveball.
And then not really curving, just kind of floating
just
in there.
Just kind of floating in there.
But then when I got to the college level, you see, I mean, they're throwing harder. They got really tight curveballs that just drop off the zone. They have changeups that look exactly the same as their fastball. So it was a big transition of identifying the pitches quicker.
But you've done that pretty well. You're one of the leading hitters on the team this year. So obviously you've gotten better at it. What was your freshman year like compared to this year?
My freshman year, there was a senior at second base in front of me that had been a three-year starter, I believe. And he was a solid second baseman. So I learned a lot under him, especially on the defensive side. And then this year I came in to school with the mentality that it's my spot to earn. So I went out there and tried to be aggressive, which is Coach Scapa's mantra, and it's turned out well so far.
When you say aggressive, that doesn't pop to the mind with baseball. Describe what you mean and what maybe he means by being aggressive.
Just not waiting around on the pitches. If you see a strike that you can hit, let's go ahead and rip it. Let's not wait to get behind and then have to fight off tough pitches, stealing bases, diving in the field, just going all out all the time.
Okay. That would be aggressive. Somebody might say that would be a Pete Rose style, but Pete Rose is like probably, you know who Pete Rose is.
Yes, minus the gambling. We don't do that.
Minus the gambling. That's a good point. But he would be an aggressive sort of player if people were trying to, in their minds. I don't know, modern-day player. Let's maybe, give me a modern-day player. Do you pay attention to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different in the modern day. You see a lot more of just home runs and strikeouts and people jogging on ground balls. So there's not as much of it now, but I mean, everybody would probably say Derek Jeter before he retired always played his hardest. So that would be someone, I guess you could say.
All right, that'd be a good picture. All right. What do you like about being at York College?
I like the small school environment. I came from a very small high school. I was only 115 in my graduating class.
Wow, that is small.
So when I went to tour the big schools, it was a little overwhelming. So when I came here and I saw the size of it and everything was in walking distance, it felt more like home than the big schools did.
What's been the biggest challenge since you've been here at the college?
That's a good question. I guess just balancing, having a lot more time to yourself, balancing between the school and practice and then your social life, and especially in the off season when you don't have practice every day, trying to make sure you still stay on top of things, get in the weight room, make sure you do all your work. That's probably the toughest thing.
And for most college athletes, it's a year round thing. What's your routine in the off season? You know, we know what the routine is during the season. You have practice, you know, you have games, all that sort of stuff. But what's the routine in the off season? And is that something that is kind of scripted for you guys?
Yeah, we had a pretty team organized schedule in the off season where we would lift 3 days a week, and then we had a conditioning with the lacrosse assistant coach one day, and then the other day we would all come into the field house and hit. So even in the off season we were still doing stuff pretty much every day, so that helped you stay on top of things.
And that's probably a different experience than your high school experience,
right?
Certainly. Do you take it a little more seriously when you know you're probably going to be the starter as opposed to a guy behind a senior?
I mean, I always like to think I was taking it seriously last year, but it was more understandable. He was playing, he had earned that spot, but this year I definitely try to do my best all the time so I keep that spot and keep playing well for the team.
Do you set goals for the season? Do you set individual goals? And then do you have, like, team goals? Are you thinking about team goals? Or do you figure, if I do my job and everybody else does their job and plays well, we're gonna succeed? What's your philosophy on that?
I definitely feel if everyone does their job, we'll succeed. I don't really have specific statistic goals, like I got to hit this amount. Just try to do everything I can to help us win and then get our team to the conference tournament and then to the NCAAs.
You think that's possible?
I think so. The way the early going's going, we're in second place right now, and everybody's kind of beating each other up in the conference, so I think we have a good chance.
When you I've talked to a couple of other athletes. When you guys travel on the bus, do you have a routine on the bus? Because some of the trips are, you know, you go to Christopher Newport, or you go to Southern Virginia, even if you go to, I guess, Mary Washington is pretty far. You know, long bus rides, certainly much more longer than you had in high school.
Right.
Do you guys have a routine? Is there something that you guys do? And don't tell anything out of school, but you know, there's special things that you guys do. Have some special fun things that you do.
There's always, especially those long ones, there's movies that are on. But my own, I like to sleep on car rides, bus rides. So I'm asleep right away, and I can sleep most of the way, and then we get there and we're ready to go. So that's probably my only routine.
Okay. bus. Hey, if you sleep on the bus, catch up on your sleep. Zach Hostler from the York College baseball team, thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!